Introducing the Intuitive Hour, Awaken Your Inner Voice, with psychic medium, author, and intuitive life coach, Michelle Beltran. The Intuitive Hour will empower you to learn how to magnify the powers of your intuitive voice. Listen in and expand your understanding of what it means to be psychic and how to awaken, amplify, and trust your inner voice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome from wherever you are in the world today, tuning in. This is the Intuitive Hour, Awaken Your Inner Voice, and I'm your host, Michelle Beltran. Today, we're talking all about clairaudience, what it is, where it's located, how do you know your clairaudient, and some tips and tools to help you begin to open up your clairaudient ability. All right, so first and foremost, connecting with your higher self, your sixth sense, requires the use of all of your senses: taste, touch, smell, sound, and sight, and even feeling, emotion. These senses will be the doorway through which your connection with your intuitive and psychic self becomes stronger. We call these clair abilities. This is where you take your physical senses to a higher spiritual level. We have seven of them, and let's review them first before we go further. Clairvoyance means clear seeing, clairaudience, clear hearing, which is what we're discussing today, claircognizance, which means clear knowing, very much like a gut sense, when you know something, but you don't know how, claircognizance. Then we have clairsentience, which is clear feeling, clairgustance, which is clear tasting, and then clairolfactory, which is clear smelling. All right, moving on now to clairaudience. This ability is rooted in your fifth chakra. This is the gateway to clairaudience. And the word clairaudience actually in German means clear hearing. All right, so let's experience a glimpse of this inherent gift right now. In a quiet, seated position, take a moment to swallow. As you swallow, listen to the sound of it. And pay attention to all the sounds associated with the swallow. You may notice that this is much louder than you have ever before realized. This awareness and sensitivity to this sound is your first step in tuning in to this ability. As you do this, you're recalling auditorily, but in a new and heightened way. This very simple hearing technique is how it will feel to hear sounds clairaudiently, so remember this feeling. All right, let's talk a little bit more about that throat chakra I referenced. As mentioned, your clairability is located in this fifth chakra. From here, you will begin to strengthen, unravel, and become in tune with your clairaudience ability. So, let your attention be present in this space for a few moments right now. This chakra is known to be blue in color and spins like a disc. You want to imagine this vibrant blue chakra spinning with a beautiful life force. It is alive and well. Your simple attention to this space allows the gift to begin to open. All right, so how do I know I'm clairaudient, you might be asking? All right, let's talk about that. There are a few ways. First and foremost, pay attention to your language. If clairaudience is a strong ability, you might find yourself saying, "The way I hear you talk of this plan," as opposed to, "The way I feel about this plan is," or "What I see unraveling about this plan is." You'll notice that you're going to use the word "hear" more often as a natural way of communication. Another example, you might find yourself saying, "As I consider this project, I'm hearing you say," as opposed to, "As I consider this project, I feel." If you choose the former word arrangement, you are likely clairaudient. If you choose the latter, you are likely more strongly clairsentient, which means clear feeling. Do you find yourself talking out loud or quietly in your mind to yourself as to how things will play out regarding certain issues? Do you recall sounds in your dreams clearly and vividly? If you were describing how a recent trip went to your friends or family member, would you be more inclined to tell them what you saw, touched, felt, or what you heard? So take a moment right now to recall the last show or performance you saw. As you're recalling this, what are your initial impressions? Do you give attention to vivid costumes and colors you saw? Or are you giving attention to the sounds of the music or the performers' voices? If you tend to give more attention to sounds of experiences in your daily life, then you are likely very strongly clairaudient. Do keep in mind, it's very common to have two or even three clair abilities that present as strongest for you. As you grow in your learning, you will identify your strengths by how you interact with the world around you. Also, a classic clairaudient response is ringing in the ears. When this happens, pay attention to what's happening around you in that moment and become aware of higher conscious signs, symbols, and messages presenting for you in the moments preceding and after this happens. All right, a brief word here about blockages and fear. Sometimes a clairaudient or any clairability can be blocked by fear. For example, if a person fears they may hear something using this clairaudient gift that may scare them or that is unwelcome, then this absolutely creates a block. Please understand fully that your clairaudience is a gift. It is a gift from the highest of good and love. So, before you step into this work, be sure to find a good, healthy perspective about it. All right, I want to give you an exercise to start your day that will help you enhance your clairaudient ability. In a quiet, seated position, take a few moments to focus on your ears. Go right to your ears, and you may do this right now. In your mind's eye, I want you to envision both ears gradually getting bigger and bigger and bigger in size. How do they now appear to you? Notice their shape. Is there color? Perhaps there is a feeling around your ears. Do they tingle or itch? Can you see the wide open and expanded ear canals? See if you can feel your ears pulsing as if they are breathing. Envision them pulsing gently and full of life. Breathe and be present with these images of your clairaudient ears as they begin to come forward and reveal themselves to you. As you move through your day, notice sounds you hear that you had not noticed before. Write them down if you can. Make note of them. This simple but profound exercise is telling your subconscious that you are ready to open your clairaudient ability and begin using it. All right, intention statements. They're pretty essential, but they're also very simple. Before you go to bed at night, say out loud, I am open and available to receive higher knowing. My clairaudient ability is growing stronger every day. I use my ability to assist myself and others. Begin writing and stating out loud this intention. This sets forth certainty within your subconscious and will amplify the blossoming of this ability. Your intention to open to this gift is paramount. All right, so a few comments about how sounds may come in for you. When you hear clairaudiently, you may feel as if you hear sounds inside your head or outside your head. In other words, you may receive an outer, more physical sound or an inner, more non-physical sound. An outer physical sound may present much like a human voice. Once I was getting into bed late one evening and I heard the voice of my sister calling my name as clear as if she were standing right next to me. Of course she was not, but it was that clear, outside my head, like she was right there. This is an example of sound coming outside of you. Remember, these higher vibrational messages of hearing come from love and grace. There is nothing to fear. Welcome them and ask them for meaning. An inner, non-physical sound is a little bit more subtle and is much like mind talk. It may actually sound like your own voice when you're thinking and having a conversation with yourself. You might notice that as this clairaudient gift grows, you become more sensitive to sound. This is pretty typical. As the ability developed for me, I often heard ear ringing and whooshing sounds. Also, for a time, it was necessary to sleep with earplugs because even slight sounds would wake me. Often, I even felt the sound vibrate through my body. There were points when it was difficult to be in loud places, airports and amusement parks. The sound was too much. So be mindful of all of these things that may occur. All of these are normal as this clairaudient ability grows for you. All right, I want to leave you all with one final exercise. I call this the night orchestra. Before you go to bed, I want to ask you to take a moment to focus on all the sounds around you. There is indeed a symphony of sounds if you will allow it in. The first step in this process is to imagine a radio out in front of you from which sounds come. You're going to be giving attention to all the sounds around you. But first, I want to ask you to focus on the sounds in the distance, the far distance. There are layers of sounds. We're first going to those very distant sounds. What are they? Far from your home or out in the backyard, the distant sounds, or in the room two rooms away. What are those? Listen to them. Then come one layer closer. Within the room around you, listen to those sounds. Are there hums? Are there tickings? Pay attention to that. Hear this fully. And next, go within. Go deep within you. The sounds of your breath. The sounds to your body. The sound in your mind. Do you hear someone's voice? Who is it? Is it yours? Sometimes messages from your clairaudience may sound like your own voice. Now, go to the final layer, the deepest layer. Listen to the sounds of the silence. There is a symphony even here. If you can, imagine what it may sound like to hear dust fall and land. Can you hear humming of the stars? Listen to the sounds of nothingness. All right, everyone, you now have plenty of exercises to take with you this week to begin working on your clairaudient ability. Remember, meditation is essential. I have a free clairaudient meditation specifically designed to supplement this teaching. It is at my website, michellebeltran.com. With that, we will bring this episode to a close. I look forward to seeing you all here next week.
Thanks for listening to The Intuitive Hour. If you're inspired to take your intuitive development to the next step, be sure to enroll in Michelle's newly released Kickstart Your Intuition e-course at michellebeltran.com.